This is Todd Kilburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the structure sequence. This audio file is on stress strain diagrams. A stress strain diagram is just the strain plotted on the horizontal axis and the stress plotted on the vertical axis. You're going to notice with a stress strain curve that the relationship changes. Most materials that we're going to see in aerospace will start off with a linear portion of the curve that will then go nonlinear. The slope of the linear portion of the stress strain curve is called Young's modulus, or the modulus elasticity. The modulus elasticity is given the unit or the symbol E. If we see the symbol E for the modulus elasticity, that really means the tensile modulus, which we generally take to mean the modulus for just about anything we calculate, except for when we have compression. When we have a part in compression, we will often use the compressive modulus, which is the modulus of elasticity of the compressive stress strain curve. From the stress strain curve, we can see what the modulus elasticity is, what the yield strength is, which we call FTY, what the ultimate strength is, what we call FTU, what the ultimate strain is, which is generally shown as a elongation, which is the percent ultimate strain, and we can also call it the ultimate strain, which would be in units of inches per inch. Since it's a deflection over an original length, that's inches per inch. That's the stress strain curve. We can glean a lot of information from that. Now, other than being able to recognize certain ideas from the stress strain curve in this class, we're mostly going to rely on our Appendix E in order to get material properties. But we should know how to read a stress strain curve. Enjoy.